The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. New day, new month. It's Monday, October 1st. I'm Jay Gabler, glad not to be drinking a cup of corn coffee, because that's a thing now. Do you know that, Jade?
No, gross. No, I just want regular coffee. As in, give me my beans.
The band Korn. I know, see, it sounds awful.
I don't want that either. What, no, corn?
Well,
no, neither.
Yeah, well, we neither. Don't have it.
Okay, good. And I'm Jade, covering the death of an unsung hero out of the Chicago blues scene. That would be Otis Rush, and we'll talk about him a little bit later.
And I'll be talking about another unsung hero who has passed. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. Led Zeppelin are headed back to court once again to defend themselves once again against accusations that they stole their signature song, Stairway to Heaven, from the band Spirit.
I mean, if you listen to them side by side, you're like, yep.
There are a lot of similarities, for sure. But the British rock legends thought they were off the hook in 2016. A federal court jury cleared them of wrongdoing. But now a federal appeals court has ordered a new trial on the basis that, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, a previous judge, quote, wrongly instructed the jury to disregard any similarities between standard musical elements that cannot be copyrighted because they are so commonplace. You know, it sounds kind of technical.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you say, Jade, there are some strong similarities and clearly representative of Spirit, who say that Led Zepp stole the song from Spirit's song Taurus. They want to have another day in court to have another chance to make their case.
All I'm saying is line those two songs up side by side and listen to them, and you be the judge. That's a fun game for you today.
Sugar Rose drummer Ori Paul Dierson has left the band after a woman accused him of raping her. The band's Yonsei and Gyogi said in a statement, quote, in the wake of the extremely serious and personal allegations made against him in recent days, we have today accepted the resignation of our bandmate to allow him to deal with this privately. The accusation comes from Los Angeles artist named Megan Boyd, who stated on Instagram that Dierson raped her in 2013. She said that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh inspired her to come forward. Saturday night marked the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, and the musical guest was Kanye West, who predictably gave the music world a lot to talk about.
I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, just stop.
You are not the only one saying that. After his performance on Saturday night, he performed three songs, including his Lil Pump collaboration, I Love It, for which he and his collaborator both dressed as giant bottles of water, one still, one sparkling.
When the last time you asked for sparkling or still? Why are you trying to act like you was making sparkling water before you came out here?
She's such Harry a Yay, get
yeah.
it?
Yeah, So anyway, after the musical performances, Kanye ended the episode with a speech defending his support for President Donald Trump.
Bully me. And then they say I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm going to listen to y'all now. Or I'm going to put my Superman cape on. Because this means you can't tell me what to do.
Discussion promptly ensued, with the president expressing his support and other artists from the music world asking Kanye to, yeah, please, just stop. Meanwhile, the album, Yandi, that was supposed to be dropping on Saturday night has now been pushed back until it looks like November 23rd.
Otis Rush may not be a name that you're familiar with if you don't go deep on Chicago blues, but his unique guitar work and his tenor vocals had a huge impact on guitar legends including Buddy Guy, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. The blues legend passed away at the age of 84 on September 29th from complications arising from his stroke in 2003. This was a guy who was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi in 1934, and then he moved to Chicago in the late 1940s and quickly made a name for himself because of this really unique style and sound. If you listen to the tone of his guitar work, it is something that is totally different. At 21, he scored his first hit covering the Willie Dixon song, I Can't Quit You, Baby, and he helped define a distinctive West Side Chicago sound that had more of this jazzy R&B feel to it instead of just the raw sound that was typical in the South Side of Chicago. Eric Clapton, who again was hugely influenced by Rush, told National Public Radio that Rush got the sound that nobody else got. And there was something about that upside-down style of playing like Stevie Ray Vaughan has or had. You can't do that if you're right-handed. You can't make the guitar do the things that they were able to do. And Otis had that voice, too. He actually continued to play and tour throughout the 1990s and into the early 2000s. But he suffered that serious stroke in 2003 and then never took to the stage again.
But I got to put you down for a while.
Another undersung hero of the music world has died at age 76. Marty Balin was a co-founder of Jefferson Airplane. He's died of, at this point, undisclosed causes. And he was sort of the accessible pop side of Jefferson Airplane. And is probably not the first person whose name comes to mind if you think about Jefferson Airplane.
No.
Understandably, you probably think about Grace Slick, the voice and songwriter behind the band's biggest hits, like White Rabbit and Somebody to Love. Or you think of Paul Kantner, the folkie who kind of had the big conceptual vision. But Marty Balin was right there with Kantner, co-founded the band. They later brought Grace Slick on. Marty Balin played guitar, was an integral part of classic albums like Surrealistic Pillow from 1967, so was really a key component of the band that kind of defined the sound of San Francisco circa the Summer of Love. He was with Airplane at Monterey Pop. He was knocked unconscious by Hell's Angels at the infamous Altamont Free concert. And he ended up leaving Jefferson Airplane in 1971. The drug culture was just going to be a little much for him. He's like, this is not what I got in it for. But then he rejoined the band when they reconfigured in the mid-70s as Jefferson Starship, which is actually the more commercially successful iteration of the band. But then that group ultimately became Starship, kind of unlikely 80s hit makers. Balin checked out again at that point, went back to his solo career, and ultimately turned to painting, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with the rest of Jefferson Airplane in 1996. But for me, the most indelible thing Marty Balin has ever done in pop culture was in 1978 when the band appeared in the infamous Star Wars Holiday Special. This was the one-time holiday special. If you've ever seen, you can find clips on YouTube, you can find bootleg, but Lucasfilm immediately wrote it off because it is unbelievably bad. It's so bad, and all the original stars are in it, and it's mostly set on Chewbacca's homeworld of Kashyyyk while his family waits for Han and Chewie to get back for Life Day, this big celebration. So while they're hanging around at home, there are Imperial officers who are kind of casing the place, and at one point, one of the officers sits down with one of the Chewbacca family's home entertainment devices and pops it open, and there's a psychedelic rock band playing the song that was actually Light the Sky on Fire, as performed by Jefferson Starship, fronted by Marty Balin.
Will you get on with it?
Okay.
Time for today's biopic news.
Yes. And let me tell you, if you want some glitter, something that shimmers in your life, today is the perfect day.
There's a forthcoming Elton John biopic called Rocket Man. We're going to have to wait a while to see the full movie. It's not going to be released until May 31st, 2019, but there's a new short teaser trailer out and a first image of Taron Egerton playing Sir Elton John. And just watching these 60 seconds, I'm pretty excited.
I was so happy. The costumes, the over-the-top, it feels surreal. If the world is a little bit unhappy for you, watch this and just get injected with pure joy.
And a lot of really substantial issues to dig into as well, as with the upcoming Freddie Mercury biopic. I mean, this was an era when artists could act very and dress very flamboyantly on stage, but couldn't publicly be out. So just the tensions and the sadness and the joy around all the music of that era just like comes rushing through this little clip. I'm excited for the movie.
Where there was darkness, there is now you. And it's going to be a wild ride.
And that's today's music news. You can see that teaser clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson.
If you enjoy The Current Music News, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to go deeper, you have further thoughts, we have a survey you can fill out at thecurrent.org/musicnews.
We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.